Welcome to this episode of Leader Feeder, where we look at how to use less sarcasm.
Well, you know, John, we get that shipment in this afternoon, and we should better get that job done, get it out of here by tomorrow for 2 or 3 o'clock. Hey, you finally spent some money and got a haircut, did you? You start looking like a shaggy dog there for a while. Look at this new coveralls. Hey, you made a stop at the Gap. Way to go there. Looks really sharp. How's that complexion? Working on it? Scrub-a-dub-dub. Looking pretty good this morning. Hey, look at this. You know what? She's still got the hots running. She's the reason I come to work every day. Whoa! Ho-ho! 3 days in a row. Way to go there, buddy. It's all wondering whether he's going to show up or work or not. You know what, John? They still love me.
Sir, you have no idea.
The leaders in some industries thrive on sarcastic communication. Usually the reason for sarcasm is to lighten things up and inject some humor into a stressful situation. Sarcasm, by definition, is when the tone and the underlying message don't match. I remember back to my first supervisory assignment. My insecurity made me more sarcastic than I should have been. Things came to a head when a member of my team approached me and asked that I reduce my sarcasm because the team was confused as to whether I was criticizing them or just joking around. I learned a valuable lesson. Avoid sarcasm when talking about someone's job performance. The other place where sarcasm can be destructive is when you make negative comments about other departments or locations. That will build silo walls and it really doesn't add any value. And one final reason to use less sarcasm. As the workplace becomes more diverse and we have more employees where English isn't their first language, the sarcasm will only serve to confuse your team members. Here are three tips for being less sarcastic as a leader. Tip number one, limit your sarcasm to small talk. Your team won't mind joking around about the weather, sports, or other small talk subjects. Avoid sarcasm that people are more likely to take personally. Tip number two, say it straight. When delivering correction or praise, say it with less sarcasm. Your positive reinforcement will mean more when it's delivered sarcasm-free. Correction will also be taken more seriously when the insult of sarcasm is removed. And tip number three, be more approachable. When team members realize that you as a leader will be less sarcastic, they'll tend to be more open when they face a problem and find you easier to approach and deal with. Most leaders discover that employees are more calm and settled when the leader's less sarcastic. It can be a challenge if you're known to be really sarcastic, so initially you might need to dial back the sarcasm as opposed to eliminating it completely. Be sure to continue your learning through our website at frontlineleadership.com or join with other like-minded leaders on our Facebook page.